You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Opulent Network Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. And today, March the 7th, 2018, is approximately 9:01. We welcome all you to the call, and we appreciate you listening in to get this wisdom. Today's topic is what empowers you. And if we need to, we can go and research that empowers, because, you know, people don't understand or know, or some of the terminology that is used. And sometimes, some words mean a lot of different things. And so we're going to define that tonight, and we're going to talk about it. Mind you, our show is only 45 minutes. If we go over, then that's a blessing. If not, you know, we still got it in, you know. So we're going to empower you tonight with this wisdom on Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane. You can reach us at 470-798-0941. We are Opulent Network Radio, and we are here. We've been here for 6 years, 6 years strong, and it's a blessing. Welcome to this call. Welcome to this call. I just want to say, you know, as humans, we have arguments that lie in between a greed principle or a normal principle. And some of these deprive from our rights. And so when we say that, we need to know that all human beings are born and free and equal in dignity and rights, and they're endowed with reason and the conscience and should act towards one another in a spiritual of brotherhood. Oh boy, I said a mouthful, but it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna keep it moving because we want to talk about everything. You know, everyone has a right to this. Everyone has a right to that. But these fundamentals that we're gonna talk about are the entitlements of all human beings, regardless of their nationality, their location, their language, their religion, their ethnic origin, or any other status. It's just, you know, we have so much going on, and people just sometimes they get lost in the loop. So we want to bring you back into the loop so that we're aware. So welcome to this call. And if you're on this call, that means you're determined to excel in a life-changing mission of helping the children in the community. Making a commitment to change your mindset and your lifestyle is very important, and embracing these principles can truly mean that you're in it to win it. So it starts right here. We prove to excel in all areas because we're a powerful reserve, opulent voices everywhere. You can find us on Facebook at O.N.E., or you can find us on Melmory, MELMORY.com. Email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com, or join our group, me, and just text that number, 470-798-0941, and just say group me, and we'll send you the link to join us. We're across the nation, from West Coast to East Coast, North to South. We spread love, and we want you to show someone that you love them by inviting them to listen in to Wisdom's Wednesday. And I have a real bad problem saying Wisdom Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-327-9515. That's 347-327-9515. So right now I'm going to give you some hotline crisis numbers that we have, and let's check the status and see who's on the line right now and open our lines up. My voice is kind of going in and out, but it's gonna make it. Hotline, crisis information, domestic violence, that's 1-800-799-7233. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233. 333. I'm trying to find my page. Okay, there we go. My page, I was writing down. Take my notes. Teen date abuse. 1-800-331-9474. That's 1-800-331-9474. Teen date abuse. The rape hotline. 1-800-656-4673. Again, that number is 1-800-656-4673. Suicide prevention. We talked about that many times. 1-800-274-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-274-8255. Let's end abuse in all forms. Let's help save one life, one day at a time. I'll tell you, it's not easy because it's hard. It's very hard helping people to get their mind right. Some people it come easy, some people it don't. So when your past tries to dominate your thoughts, let your dreams ignite your day. And my thing is, change your mindset and you'll change your soul. Because your mindset is important, always important. Where you set your mind at. It's just not a mindset, it's where you set your mind at. Where are you focused to be? You got things that you can live without, you can things you can do without. So you can walk around looking rich and have no money at all. Or you can walk around looking broke and have a net worth. But see, are we looking for the miracles or are we looking for the blessings? Or is it undeserved kindness? Where does that fit in your lifestyle? Having absolute faith on conquering a goal is an achievement. There's nothing more powerful than a mind made up to change the mindset. See, what we need to do is focus on the positive things, looking forward or looking back. Or looking around, you want to look back to learn and you want to look forward to live. So you need to remember what mistakes that we made in the past are often lessons for learning to be better in the future. And you don't want to let your present living status prejudge your mindset. And when I say prejudge, I mean cloud your mind on or keeping you from preparing your life to live and to love and all these other good opportunities that you have, because we have choices. We've talked about this. You have choices. And choices are good, bad, different things. Because, you know, we have to have two. We have to have the negative and the positive. So you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. But one choice you need to make is finding that formula of the truth. That formula is prayer, faith, and meditation. All of that works. All of that works. So you pray and have faith, and you meditate on the prayer and the faith that you have. And it keeps on going. Just pray, faith, meditate. That's how it is. Because there's one thing that holds all of these things together, and that's love. That's love. You know what love is? Love is the key to power. Love is the key that makes everything all right. Love helps us to use our power within our souls. After all, the Bible tells us that love is kind and does not look for its own interest. Hence, love will not allow us to act in a harsh or cruel manner towards those whom we have measured of authority. That means we have a certain extent with love. We have a certain extent. So it's easy to think in order to succeed in life, you need some kind of secret ingredient or secret sauce. You must be missing some secret sauce, or you think the rich and famous have that secret sauce. Nah, just get knowledge. Feed your faith and your fears will be hungry. And if you start to fail, saturate your mouth and monitor your mind with wisdom. Always, always. Because your brain and your soul are two different entities. And what does that mean? That means that sometimes you're faced with challenges that you want to acknowledge, but your brain is telling you to do this versus what your heart is telling you to do. So sometimes we think with our heart when our brain is trying to lead us the other way. P-A-P-P-A. Positive attitudes produces positive action. We're going to get prayed in right now because we got to get this show started. What empowers you? I've got some great Wisdom Wednesdays for you today. This is the one and only Lane, and I'm here to share with you. Making a commitment to your life-changing choices is a positive, very important thing. You always need to stay tight and do it right and keep the faith. Remember, keeping the faith, then you meditate, and then you meditate on what you prayed, and then you pray, and then you have faith, and then you have faith, and then you meditate, and you keep on, and you keep on. See, your goal is to change your mindset, your negative into positive action, your positive into greater events, so that your ability to do and love your family is at its highest peak of serenity. There is no us without you, and we appreciate you listening to Opulent Network Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday night at 9 p.m., every Thursday at 9 p.m., and every Monday at 9 p.m. It's us. It's all us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And, you know, I really need to apologize because I feel I have been doing the best job of staying connected with you and keeping you in the loop. So please accept my apology. So please do one thing for me. Send me over your email addresses so I can email you because I know you stuck around for 6 years listening at me talk. Now you're listening at Motivational Mondays with Naomi Love, and you're listening to Dr. Navigator, our closure, our PR on all three shows, and you're listening to Thoughtful Friends, Thoughtful Thursday with our super friends every Thursday at 9 p.m. I am planning and I am preparing for you. I want you to be the first to hear about it. I've got some good stuff that I'm working on. I need your emails, and I can't send it in a text. So please, go ahead, text me your email address. We're going to start some different things, some memorable things, some impacting things, some life-changing things. It's going to be changing, and that's what I want because we're game changers. Not only game changers, we're life changers, and it's going to be the most impactful thing that you've ever read once you read it, once you get started with it. So let me find out who's online so I can open up in prayer as my voice is going. We've got some powerful talkers on today, and we're going to keep it moving. So if I can, if you shall, I know you're there. Can you go ahead and open up in prayer for me? Thank you. Okay, it's Sister Stephanie online.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm in and out. My voice is cracking, but I'm here.
I hear you. Time of weather. But yes, I'll be glad to open this up real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the love that you have given. I thank you for the ability to use us, use our minds to continue to grow. Please use each individual on this line, for you know their gifts, you know their knowledge, and you know what they can bring to the table to better our community. Continue to teach our children and open up a better world so that as their children come behind them, we can give them more. Please, again, ask that each person on here, that you continue to use us and teach us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Stephanie. I love you. Thank you so much for being there when we had our ups and downs. You're always there, and hopefully everyone is doing fine with your family. I hadn't had a chance to talk with you or Dr. Nav or Reverend Jais, but my prayers are with you and your family, and hopefully everyone is successfully healing and maintaining the status of being of being. It's just of being. Our topic tonight, our topic tonight is what empowers you. Now, there's a lot of different things that can empower someone. But first, we want to give a definition of what power. Well, let me first, before I get into it, let me bring my PR closer on it and let him say a few things, you know, open it up and brighten our days, because I know he's got a mouthful, because I tried to give him the topic a little early so he can, you know, light into it. Dr. Navigator, loving you to the line.
Love to the line. A powerful topic. What empowers you? And see, when we think about the word empowered, you know, the system gonna give us the definition of it, but you know, it says it's what it says itself. You know, it's self-explanatory. What empowers you? What motivates you? What gives you that drive? What gives you that push? What gives you that motivation to get up in the morning and you know, do whatever you have to do to survive, to maintain, sustain life for you and your loved ones? What empowers you to, you know, to stay away from your old playground so you can start, you know, something new that's going to be productive and successful for those that you love? What empowers you? What makes you move? What makes you motivated? You know, for me, when I first seen it, the only thing I could think of was success. Because it's a quote that a man once said that, by the name of Malcolm X, that I really, you know, I hold dear. He said that he would not be involved with anything that did not produce success at its conclusion. And he was talking about the civil rights movement. And it has so much bearing to it, it has so much meaning to it, because everything we do it. You don't enter a relationship with someone and knowing that it's not going to be successful for whatever reason that you enter it. You don't enter a business proposition without feeling like you're going to be successful. You don't venture into, you know, parenthood without actually having, you know, the motivation to say, I'm going to be successful. A marriage, whatever you really engage in, you want to do it to be successful. And if you're not doing it to be successful, you know, we have a word for that. We call it crazy. So when, you know, I say to be successful, I'm not saying to be a millionaire. I'm not saying to be the most richest person in the world. But, you know, money has very little value to God. But when you're doing something in your life that's for the betterment of someone else, then I go back to the Bible and quote said, you know, there's no greater gift than giving up your life. It's not saying in the literal term of being dying. That means giving up your old for something better for someone else in a new life form. So, see, that's what I'm saying about being successful. See, to come on Optimal Network and, you know, either of you just here to listen and you learn something, you pass it over to your child or your next door neighbor child or your niece or your nephew. See, that's a success. It's for the betterment of someone else. So, you know, when you think about the word empowered, what empowers you? Now, you know, the only thing come to my mind is success. Sister Lane.
All right. Okay. Well, you heard it. You heard it right there. Let's start off. Empowering. Mm-hmm. Empowering. The definition of empowering is to give power or authority to authorize, especially by legal or official means. For example, if I empower my agent to make the deal for me, to enable, to permit, to give power to. So when I say that I'm going to empower you with this wisdom, I'm giving you power and authority, and I'm authorizing you to take it or to have it just as I gave it. Into enabling it, to be an enabler. What does that mean? To permit, to allow. You have so many forms and fashions of when people say empower. You know, we got a conference coming up called Empower the Woman. You know, the influence of the woman today is a very different thing. Now women are speaking out, they're speaking up. they're speaking the truths on different things. So when you empower someone, you give them the authority. So when you say that, I think about this movie I just went to see, and I said that, you know, I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but I went to go see the Black Panther. And I saw so much empowerment in the movie. What empowers you? I saw that a certain person in the movie wanted this empowerment, and another person wanted this empowerment, and another person wanted this empowerment. But what empowers you? Because are you one of those like the Joneses who follow a suit? So she went and got a Camry, so you go get a Camry, and so now the next neighbor has a Camry, and the next neighbor, so everybody's got a Camry. And so now somebody comes down the street with a Lexus. What empowers you? Does that empower you to be like the Joneses? Does it empower you to move forward? What empowers you to be at your highest peak of serenity in your lifetime? Because being empowered, that's what I do. I want to empower you. I want to give you that knowledge. I want to give you that wisdom. I want you to step up. I want you to excel over the mountaintop and expand across the seas and the sky. I want you to spread your wings as the eagles, because the eagles fly high. What's down low? I don't want to be down low. Too many of y'all down there. I want to be up high so I can see what's going on with the eagles. You see, when you fly high with the eagles, it's on. Well, see, when you fly low, down, so low, y'all bumping heads. Y'all fighting and scrapping and scrunching. I couldn't even think of another word. But that's what's going on when you think about it. When you think about what empowers you to get up in the morning and do the things that you do, So it's a wonder. We talk about we want to be stronger, we want to be this, we want to be that. But are we making the steps forward to do it? Are we making the steps? Are we pushing forward? Are we empowering ourselves? Are we empowering our children? The only way we do that is we have to stay positive. We have to make a movement. We want to talk about this right and right, that right and that. You only have human rights. That's your right. You don't know what color you were supposed to be born. It doesn't matter. But you have to empower yourself first. And then, in order to execute the program, you have to continue to empower people, especially children, because children are our future. What empowers you? What keeps you going? What keeps you motivated? What keeps you moving? Because it has to be something. We all have that little bit. The children are my power. That's my motivation. My empowerment, I empower people. We are moving shakers. We're life changers. You know, some people say the game changers. I'm a life changer. Change your life for the positive, for the good, not for the bad. Not for the bad. We always want to excel to the highest, to the mountaintop, up with the eagles. Why do you want to go down low in the sea where you're going to drown, where everybody else is on the ground? Why would you want to do that? It's just like going down the broad or the narrow path. Everybody's going down the broad path. You can't even see the light because there's so many people climbing on top. But down the narrow path, guess what? It ain't but a few of us. So we got to know what empowers us, what allows us to continue to do the things that we need to do. See, some people say wealth empowered him to live a comfortable life. Wealth. Well, that's those who got a lot of money, born with silver spoons in their mouth. But what about those who don't have wealth? What if they just have themselves, the love for their people, the love for society? That's what empowers me to continue doing what I do. It's the children helping and loving and continuing to love, as I love all of you for listening. You could be doing something else. You don't have to be here. You don't have to have a phone up to your ear on speakerphone or however you got it. That empowers me more and more and more. And I just want everyone to stop and drop and text somebody. Just text them and tell them, y'all on the greatest station in the universe. I feel a network. It's about unity, bringing it together, empowering our children to stay positive. Not for them to know who's got the better clothes on or who's got the better sneakers on. So we're going to go into part two because it's 9:30. Because I only got 15 more minutes. So if you have missed some, you can always play it back. What empowers you to continue to make sacrifices for your family? What empowers you? Lines are open if you'd like to speak. Stephanie, I know you're on. I know you have empowerment. Carla, I know you're on. Whatever you like to speak, I just want everyone share your thoughts and your opinions and your ideas and your concerns. What is your mindset? What is your mindset at when it empowers you? Do you produce positive thoughts and actions? Motivate your thoughts into positive moves, or is it just the same thing? It's just every day. Wake up, do this, blah, 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 blah. That sounds like Charles Schwartz with Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. Why? Empower yourself first. And if you can't empower yourself, allow someone to empower you. That's why it's empowerment. We're coming up with a conference. It's called Empower the Woman. We also have Empower the Man, because man also always needs empowerment. And always needs encouragement, uplift. This is what we do. And we need everybody to do it. Not a cross-reference. We don't show nationalities, colors, whatever. All that old nonsense. You gotta talk about sex origin, this. Get out of here with that. Empower yourself first. Empower someone second. Guess what? It's like a domino effect. It keeps going and going and going and going. All right, Sister Stephanie, go ahead.
All right, I was thinking here, what motivates me. I feel like one of the main things that motivates me is seeing progress. You know, I need to see something moving forward, and I don't care if it's just something very minor, very small. As long as there's some type of change each day, you know, some kind of change that leaves you feeling good at the end of the day, so then in the morning you get up and you want to try just that little bit harder, you know, whether it be saving up for financial, or, you know, even entering a personal relationship, appreciation and respect, mutual, you know, giving what you can, even if it's the very smallest of things. You know, those are very important. When someone gives all they have, but they're willing to share it with you knowing how little they have, you know, that just motivates you to want to share that for someone else. You know, I've had people who have helped me who had very little to give, but they gave anyway. And then as I got in a better place, I was able to pay that forward. You know, what someone does for me and how I receive it, you know, wants me, you know, it just makes me want to continue to pay that forward and share that same feeling for someone else. You know, I love to watch my kids as they're growing older and they're starting to have different goals in their life. You know, you went from goal to just going to school and getting your homework done to studying differently for SAT, and then knowing what they want to be when they get there. You know, watch my kids, my sons, you know, get married, have children, have a home of their own. You know, every goal that they're successful for, you feel successful for, because, you know, those are your babies, and you help guide them, you help get them there, and there's nothing better than watching them succeed. You know, so for me to be motivated really is just watching people grow and being a part of that growth. You know, it gives back to you. You know, I love watching people use the knowledge that they gain every day and watch their confidence grow as they start to get more and more comfortable in their own skin. You know, I started out, like you said, just listening. Now I absolutely look forward to it so I can share what I've experienced, you know, share what I know and learn from each person that comes on here and just a little piece of something that they've been successful in. You know, that motivates me to keep coming on here and keep pushing forward and continue to watch the changes that take place in everyday life. You know, that is something I truly enjoy, and I found my calling in a different way that I never thought I would. So, you know, that is something that motivates me to get up and keep going. Even days, you know, when you really feel down and you feel low and you feel alone, hey, there's someone out there who's just like you, been where you're at, and we can help pick each other up and keep moving forward. That's how we make a better community, and I absolutely love it.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Stephanie. That was wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And that's so true. Gotta have somebody to pick you up, you know, especially when you're down. You know, you can't, you know, it's a saying, you can't bring yourself down, but when you're down, you go down, and you need something or someone to pick you up. And sometimes that something is not good for you, but that someone can be. You know, that's if they're on the positive road. It's only on the positive road. So, Sister Carla, are you there?
Hello, how you doing?
I am wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good, good. I know you are you're one of those definitely empower persons. You believe in empowerment, am I correct?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
So that's why I kind of called on you. I know you do. So go ahead, tell me what empowers you to continue in this troubled society that I have. Because let me tell you this before you say that. Let me tell you this real quick. You know, I had one of my clients that came in. And, you know, I don't believe in luck because that's just some superstition that people got going on. But that's my version. But you know, if it wasn't for luck, she wouldn't have luck. And that's a saying. So, you know, when I met her a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago, she got married, she had a child, then her husband passed. And so then she waited about 2 or 3 more years, and she got married again, had another child. So now she has 2 children, and she has a new husband. He died a month later. Then the next month, her mother died. And then so when I saw her this year, just 2 weeks ago, she tells me, I'm looking for her son. I'm like, well, where's your son? She tells me, he died. He drowned last year. They're going through court proceedings. So, and I asked her, this was 2 weeks ago, what empowers you to continue? Because I know you have, you need that faith and that hope and that of Job in you, because that was just a whole lot to be taken away in a short period of time. And she said the love of her children empowers her. So, and I'm just directing it toward you, Sister Carla. Love is a very strong word. When you have that, as I said, you have someone that gives you empowerment, that someone is always good. Now, the Bible is good, too. The Bible is the best thing. When I say something, I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm saying something. Some people think about other things. They turn to other things that will help them, because after they finish doing all the things that they do, guess what? you still have that same problem. You're still down and out. So you always need to kind of like turn to someone or turn to something that is positive. So let me just, I just said that I have to get that out because I want to direct, because I know what Sister Carla is about to lay down on you guys. But that young lady, she is empowered because I prayed with her for a minute because, that kind of drama that you have, some people would take their own lives for that because there's nothing else for them to live for. But she has that one child left. So that's her empowerment, and that love for that child is her empowerment. So I'm going to let you go ahead and go, Sister Carla. Thank you so much.
Okay. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing well tonight. It's been a while since I've been on the radio show. I had a lot of things happening. You know, I went through some sickness, and then my kids got sick, and then I started getting problems at work. So it's been very difficult to come on the show, but I decided to start coming back, and I'm just really glad to be able to hear y'all and hear Dee, you know, Mrs. Allen, encouraging everybody. Mrs. Dee is right. You know, my motivation is my children. It's like my children have been a major motivation in my life to kind of get my life together, to kind of, what's the word? It's kind of like they give my life some purpose, you know? Not only am I a mother, but it's like I have to model how to do life for them. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be kind of like a role model for your children. And, you know, this world can be very, very unstable. You know, many bad things can happen. You know, tragedies happen, loss happens, all types of things. You know, but my children is my motivation, you know, for me to better myself, to improve myself, you know, to keep moving forward so I can be that role model for them. You know, and also teach them the ways of Christ, you know, teach them the ways of faith. You know, from what I understand, a lot of my family, you know, aren't Christians. You know, a lot of them are Roman Catholic. Some of them are into Santeria. That's something that's, you know, in Puerto Rican, some Puerto Rican families, they practice kind of like witchcraft or like African religions or whatever. But, you know, it's not Christian based really. And you know, my children, I look to them as my legacy. You know, your children are basically your footprints on the earth. You know, after you leave here, your children will bring in the next generation. Your children will be the next leaders and, you know, teachers and, you know, people in society that are going to be in important positions. So it's like my children are a major, you know, motivating factor, you know, for me to just continue to be empowered, continue to be encouraged, you know. And with that encouragement, I try to encourage other people. You know, sometimes horrible things happen to people, but you can't give up. You know, once you give up, that's basically it, you know. And I don't know, there's just, I think God has given me this drive that, you know, no matter what happens, like, you don't give up. You just keep going. You just keep moving forward. You don't just lay down and die. You know, you continue to just walk in your footsteps and move forward. But, yeah, my children are a major motivating factor for me. You know, and I hope that my words was able to encourage somebody tonight.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What empowers you? Well, that scared me. I actually have someone who's on the line that speaks on our Monday show who can give you a lot about what empowers someone. It's very important to empower your loved ones. Empower people who are lowly and down in spirit. So I'm going to give the floor up to the one and only Motivational Mondays, Naomi Love. And then we're going to bring on Dr. Navigator, and he's going to say and hopefully close us out with the remaining of what empowers you. Are you there, Naomi Love?
Hi, yes, I'm
here.
Sorry, I might have my little special guest with me as well. But just listening to what Sister Carla said, you know, I can totally relate with the fact that your child or your children, how your children are your legacy and the things that you want to instill in them and the life that you want to lead in front of them, you know, it's truly encouraging, and it makes you want to be the best version of yourself, so that they have a standard, so that they have a standard for themselves, and they can see, you know, this is the kind of person that my mother, that my father was. And, you know, and that's the standard, that's the bare minimum that I can be. And if I'm going to be anything else, I want to be better than what it is that I saw growing up. And, you know, and that will be extremely, ouch, your child will be a great person if they see you being the very best person that you can be, the great person that you can be. And then now they're trying to, you know, and they're using that as a standard, and they're trying to build on top of that. So, you know, it's just a legacy of great people, just building great people every generation. So that, I love that, and I totally relate with that. And I guess for me personally, what empowers me, when Ms. Lane just said, you know, that we have people, a lot of people suffer from loneliness and depression and anxiety and stressors and, you know, all those kinds of things, and displacement from their families and just discontent and discord in their countries. Faith, one, is an empowerment tool, and as well as, I believe, hope for the future. And there have been plenty of times in my life where hope is what got me through. Just being able to wake up in the morning, first of all, with gratitude in my heart and mind, and being able to just say thank you, just being thankful. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my child. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for the season of life that I'm in. You know, just being able to have gratefulness in my mind the first thing when I wake up in the morning, and having gratefulness in my heart as I go throughout the day. And I practice that today. And it's so funny because today so many things went sideways. But without gratefulness in my heart, I would have been livid. I would have been emotional. I would have been all over the place. But because I had gratefulness in my heart, it truly did change my perspective of things. It allowed me to just through the day and just accept things for what they were and just be grateful. It helped me see the upside of things, the happy side, the positive, see the light, you know, in a way, be optimistic, you know. So having gratefulness in my heart, and also, and again with the hope, just being able to say, you know, wake up in the morning, you have gratefulness in your mind, you have gratefulness in your heart, and you have hope for the future. You can lay your head down at night and think about the things that you envision for your life, the changes, the your deepest wishes and dreams that you want for the changes in your life and the changes for your children. And you envision those things and to hope for those things and to have faith that those things will come to fruition with the work that you put in. Those things can truly be empowering to me and I'm sure to other people as well. especially for those who suffer with mental illness. And when I say mental illness, I mean depression, anxiety, those things that we don't always count as illness, mental illness in the Black community. We just count it as being sad or being down in the dumps or whatever. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge that that is an illness, that is our body in or our mind in a diseased, not at ease. And that is illness. And it is mental illness. And there are things that we can do and things that we need to do to make sure that we can get over those things. And this is a great topic because being empowered, if you find empowerment within yourself or you find empowerment, you know, through just looking at your children or just thinking at the life or finding empowerment through God or your whatever your religion is, if that's how you find empowerment, then hold on to it, stick with it, steadfast to it, and just ride it, into the wind. Because every day, we have not seen every day of our life, and we're going to need some empowerment to get through. But that's all. I hope I was not talking too long, but that's all I got. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Empowerment. What empowers you to continue on living in this society? It's this world is so corrupt. And you know what? I'm going to throw this question out because I'm going to, Dr. Navigator is going to come on. And if anybody else would like to speak, go ahead and push 1. I'm sorry. Go ahead and push 1. Or go ahead, 347-327-9515. Go ahead and text someone and tell them to get on the show. We're still here. It's 947. Sometimes we run over, sometimes we don't. It's okay. The show is usually 45 minutes. We don't have those commercials and everything, so we're going to run it on. Okay, so Dr. Navigator, he's about to come on, but I want to throw this question up. And you know what? Whoever wants to answer, it's just a funny answer because I don't really talk about the different things. But, you know, I want to know, when I ask you what empowers you, I want to know what empowers your president, number 44. 45, not 44, because we already know what empowers him. The number 45, what empowers him? What do you think empowers him? Because, you know, I really want to know what the shenanigans that have been going on, with all the stuff that's going on. Number 44 would never have been able to get away with it. Number 42, whichever one Bill Clinton was, he would have never been able to get away with it. You know, it's just, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. But I want to know, what do you think empowers him? And I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Navigator to the line, loving you to the line. And then we're going to close out. And Sister Stephanie, if you can, or Brother G, if you can, pray us out tonight after the Dr. Navigator states his case, his prominent words. And he closes it out, and then we're going to close out with prayer. Like, again, we appreciate everyone. Remember, Motivational Monday with Naomi Love, who just spoke at 9 p.m. Wisdom Wednesday with me, Blaine, 9 p.m., and Thoughtful Thursday with Super Friends at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Our topic is going to be a blast, and join us. Just listen in. And all you have to do is dial the number, put your phone down, put it on mute, put it on speakerphone and let it play. Let everybody hear it. It's wisdom. It's thoughtful Thursday. It's wisdom. It's motivation. Come on, people. Trust, pray, faith, meditation. Go ahead, Dr. Navigator. I get excited.
Once again, love to the line. Tonight, as I said, and I listened to the topic and I listened to the different responses, you know, I heard such words as to exert or to give effective, you know, ability to give someone, you know, power, to give someone encouragement, to give someone motivation. I heard, you know, empower yourself first. I heard the word encourage and the uplift, and I heard positive role model. All this came from the Queen, Ms. Lane. And then we went on to hear Ms. Stephanie, how she spoke about her children's success, how it empowered her to know that she had done such a great job with their success, that it was like, you know, the same thing that, you know, Sister Carla said. It's like a footprint on the earth. knowing that you were the creator, you were the generator of that footprint. Ms. Nicole also went on to speak about role model and, you know, how her kids were like her motivation. And, you know, like they made her have a purpose. They gave her motivation. They gave her a purpose. See, that's positive energy. That's empowerment. And then we heard Ms. Naomi, and she spoke from a different perspective. But she was more concerned with, you know, the illness aspect, the mental aspect of people being lonely, or, you know, displacement. We heard her say the word hope, and how, you know, hope is what is really, you know, she had to go through, and she was grateful. And it brought me to the conclusion that sometimes empowerment can go into the negative aspect, because a question came about, what is, you know, what do you think empowered number 45? And I thought about the movie Black Panther. When the cousin came and he, you know, he tried to come over and take over, and, you know, his power automatically became negative. How he began to turn the people that had been loving and fighting for one another against each other. How he came and he wanted to change the political aspect of how they was having war. It was negative. The same thing that number 45. You know, how much positive have, you know, transpired since he's been in office? Seriously. Not just throwing stones, taking shots. Let's be realistic. No, how do you see your neighborhood have progressed since he has taken office? This is what we heard, that he was going to do so much for the communities, right? See, that's negative power. The same power that we've seen on the movie Black Panther. But the same people that have put you here turned against you, just like they did number 45. How Republican is feeling like, how did he let this man trick us, manipulate us? How people that supported him no longer wants to support him, because they see now that he has the power, he is abusing it, even if he abused it verbally. So I say that to say this. Last week we spoke about different schools that have been going through different threats. Because normally after they have a tragic incident in schools, within 13 days after that, we hear many, many threats. This is fact. Well, you know, Sister Stephanie told us about a threat that happened in the school in Banks County. Same school I went to. Come to find out, they arrested a young boy yesterday that was 16 years old, high school student. And his only response to the authority was, if you hadn't caught me, I was going to do it. This is sad. This is pitiful. But see, the empowerment that he received from what the little boy did in Florida was negative. And it goes back to what Sister, you know, Naomi was saying, when people is lonely and, you know, you're feeling, you know, in this displacement and you got a mental, you know, illness. You're feeling like, you know, you're suffering from, you know, anxiety. Well, you don't need but a little push, a little empowerment to take you to where you won't get the attention that you're seeking. But yet it's still negative. And it's causing people to lose their lives. It's causing innocent children to lose their lives. It's causing this world to be placed into a turmoil. It's causing us to feel like we live in a third world country when we say we live in a city of the home and of the free and the brave. Do you understand the empowerment that the negative energy is coming from such events that are taking place in Columbine, for events that took place in Sandalwood, for events that took place in Vegas? When have we ever had these type of situations in America where, you know, people were scared to actually go into the school? When do we ever have to live in fear that our children may have to, you know, be placed in apprehension of losing their lives? You know, the biggest thing was having a fire drill. Now you have to actually have a drill to teach your children to run. Don't be texting when these shootings take place. See, the empowerment that we are giving these people that Sister Naomi spoke about with the mental illness, the mental challenge, is causing turmoil. So see, that same negative energy, that same negative empowerment, it's what number 45 is having. And see, it's becoming a domino effect where it's actually falling down and trickling down into not only black communities, not only white communities, not only, you know, Chinese communities, because we've been on the half communities. Are we talking about America as a whole community? Because we all is affected by these terrible losses. No, it may not be your child. No, it may not be in the school that your child is going to. But your child is still facing apprehension knowing that such events can't take place. Remember when we were so free? And, you know, the only problem we had was making sure our children didn't have a car wreck. Remember when we can live and we can sit on the front porch and we can have a cookout without worrying about somebody actually driving by, just shooting up for no reason. Remember, you felt like your kids were safe, and it empowered you to get up and go to work and make sure that your children had clothes on their back. Instead, now you got to make sure your kids know the proper measurement in the exit of the building if you hear a shooting. Now you have to worry about if the school got proper security in the school, when all you had school security before was the principal. See, the same negative energy, the same empowerment is negative. The same empowerment that number 45 is not possession. So be careful. Be mindful. Be weary of the empowerment that you projected to your children. Because you can sit around and you can pass out negative energy just as well. You can sit around, you can dance and pop and, you know, shake and twerk in front of your daughter. And then your daughter grows up and do the same thing. And it's the empowerment you just gave her to let her know that her sex girl get all the attention she wants. Yet and still we live in a world now we have AIDS. We have different diseases that your children don't, may not even make it to tomorrow. We have the situation where our children are living in a world of gayness. And we all say it's okay. So be careful of the empowerment that you project to your children, to your loved one, to your community, because you could end up being just like number 45 and let power take over you. And that's love to the line.
And that is love to the line. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Excuse me. Okay, well, everybody, you heard it. What empowers you? What do you think empowered 45? When I even think about his name, is he kind of flares my sinus up. I can't talk. I can't think of whatever it is. Something about it. And I'm gonna open up all the lines and. We appreciate everyone for calling in. What empowers you? Think about it tonight. Think about it so that tomorrow you can call in, because what empowers you is going to roll into tomorrow. It's not called, what empowers you, it's just off of Thursday with Super Friends, and the topic will come about. You know, they always had a catchphrase. We don't have a catchphrase tonight. It's just Super Friends on Thoughtful Thursday. What empowers you? What empowers you to continue living in society? We appreciate all of you guys for calling in. We want your continued success. Please shoot me those emails so we can email you this word. We can't text it all out to you, because you'll get a text with 5 or 6 jarbled things, and you'll be like, what is this? What are they trying to say? We want your email addresses. Send us your email addresses. It's nothing to do but just text it in to the number that called you. Text us your email addresses. We're not going to barge you with no spam. We just want to text you information. Like I said, and if you want to go to melmory.com, that is the future Facebook. There's a lot of cool items on there. We've updated things. We're about to put some video chats on there. We got to do a whole lot of different stuff. It is progressing. It is affiliated with One Opulent Network. So if you want your melodies and you want your memories, go to melmory.com and log in and sign up and have some fun with the rest of them. We want to thank y'all for calling. We love you. There's no us without you. Thanks, Dr. Navigator, Sister Stephanie, Naomi Love, and Sister Carla, and all the other callers, 1550-5017, and a couple of others, 5837. All of you guys, I see, appreciate you calling in. We love you, and we're going to be taken out by the one and only Brother G. Can you pray us out, please?
Yes, thank you, Lord, for getting us together to combine our minds and our spirits for a common cause. I thank you for allowing us to focus on you as we come up with these things that empower us. I thank you, Lord, for your love, for continuing to mold us, for blessing us with the the strength to carry on, to bring others up as we have been brought up. We pray that we may all continue to do your will, and that we may carry on to be safe, and that we may continue to do all things in your strength. And just thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good night, everyone. Good night. Where's my music at?
Good night.
Oh, yeah, it's playing.
There you go.
Good night, brother.
Good night.
Good night, King. And if you haven't seen the Black Panther, please do so. Go see it. Go see it. It's not a movie about black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican. It's about people. Amen. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the ocean and upon artificial mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Good night, everyone. Love you all. All things and what they used to be, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live in our lives. How is it you? How is it you? Stop your opinion and idea of being a society. What empowers you? What mindset has you? What they do? To be positive thoughts and actions at all times. Motivate your thoughts to be positive and good. How much more we hear from you? You make the choice. You make the difference in your life. Thanks for calling in to Opulent Network Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. 347-227-9515. Thursday, tomorrow, start 4.